Well, how praise God. How about we praise God? God in heaven to praise us. How about we get excited about who we are? Well, praise God. I believe that God is doing a mighty work, and that this morning I was in a battle with a Satanist. I don't know how it happened, but some guy yesterday, a guy I know, he texted me and just wished me the best. And I didn't really pay attention, but he had 19 people on his blog or thread, and 19 people were on this. And this morning I wrote him, I was writing him back, and I just said, our God rules, our God reigns, praise God, Shabbat Shalom, hallelujah, amen, so be it. Boom, I got an email back and said, Satan rules, Satan is in power. And I'm like, oh my gosh, who is this guy? And I don't know who he is, but I know he's a friend of a guy that used to go to church here. And he moved to Denver years ago. And so I had a nice conversation with him. And it broke my heart when he said, because I talked to him about living forever. I talked to him about the eternity that we have, the peace that we have. And he says, I have eternal life because I gave my soul. I gave my life to Hasatan. And I realized that I want to talk this morning about a few things. And I'll come back to that. But Jerry could not go to the next slide. We're going to start doing the Half Torah. And each week, if you don't get this email, would you raise your hand so Wendy can go to see you and get your email address. Every Sunday, like tomorrow, you'll get a Torah study called Shemini. It'll be a little introduction, and you have to click to get the full study. And this is the one that went out last Sunday. And I just wanted to point out that usually it's a Torah study. This just happens to be the Passover week. How many realize that Passover was Sunday? But we also have Habikarim, the first fruits, and we have Homosi, the unleavened bread. And it's so exciting that Passover is God's way of introducing the feast, and it's God's way of calling you. So anybody been called? Okay, let's just stop right there. I know it's boring. I know that I'm a pain in the neck. And even Wendy got up and said, nobody likes to do what Pastor says when he says, repeat after me or say to your neighbor. Well, I don't care. God hired me a long time ago to be a coach. And somebody said they went to Japan and they were getting on the subways. And thank you. And there was a guy that was pushing people to get in, squeezing them in. And it's like, it's full. And he says, no, we can get another 100 in there. And he keeps pushing these buttocks into the cars. And somebody said, that pusher reminds me of you because you keep pushing the body of Messiah. Well, praise God. I believe that God wants us to. Does anybody realize that God is asking you to please him? You know, that's why we have these feast days. That's why God said they're forever. How many went to Passover last Sunday? Amen. It was really wonderful. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was beautiful. The tables, all the people that worked on these, Kelly and Kathy and Marilyn and Beth and Lorraine. Yeah, she's not here. And anyway, we had a great Passover, and I want to give them a hand, all the people that worked on it. So praise God. Each week, by email, if you're not getting these, see Wendy, but by email, you'll get a Torah study. Now, if you look at it, this particular one has verses about Passover, but it has a passage in the prophets. And this week is Ezekiel 37. As you see these things, we need to get into the realm of the Torah. The Torah is the foundation And the Haftarah is from the prophets. And does anybody know that Yeshua taught from the Haftarah?
Yes.
Yes. It's been around a long time. And the Haftarah is a passage of selected out of the prophets. And, whoops. I got bad fingers. Please go backwards. There you go. Oh, must it. Oh, my gosh. All right, there we go. Yeshua read Isaiah 62. He stood up and he said, "The Spirit of God, of the Lord God, Yahweh, is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed me. Say, that's me. What I'm saying is I'm prophesying that you will understand that this is not about Jesus. This is Isaiah wrote this about the bride, about the body, about the people in the synagogue. And guess what? This synagogue is full of people that want to serve God. And so God has appointed you. And the Spirit of God, a Spirit of Yahweh is upon, say me. Because Yahweh has appointed me to preach good tidings to the meek or the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives." And oh boy, the captives are I could preach for hours on that. And open up the prisons to those who are bound. How many realize that America is a prison? And we're in prison right now. We need to see the body of Messiah coming out of the prison. The prison of lukewarmness. The prison that says, don't rock the boat. Hey, baby, you know, just go to church, be good. God doesn't want any more good people. He wants some radical people that are willing to shake boats, are willing to go to churches and shake boats. So guess what? To proclaim the year of Yahweh. How many know this is a year? How many know that last year was a year? How many know that 2022 is a year? Because whatever year it is, it's a year for somebody to get on fire for God. And I'm prophesying that some of you got on fire for God years ago. And you need to rekindle that fire, because God is looking for a bride that's on fire, a bride that wants to know what God is all about, a bride that gives her heart, their sacrifice of their life. Because the temple of God, I'm looking at the temple of God. If somebody says, face the temple, oh, it's in Jerusalem. No, that's not the temple of God. Somebody raise your hand and say, the temple of God is right here. The rest of you, come on up for an altar call. And I'm serious. I really expect this church to be on fire. I expect the Word of God to be strong. I expect you guys to walk in the Torah and to know that God is using the Torah to build you and to strengthen you and to build your foundation. And praise God. And then, of course, Yeshua repeated this in Luke 4. And there we go. I want to take you to Ezekiel 37. Oh, yeah.
So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. Yeah. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive.
Call out, you call out.
We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive.
Because in Ezekiel, there are two real main, or Ezekiel 37, two main concepts. And let me take you to two. I've only got 8 minutes. I better hurry. And Jerry, could you advance me one slide, please? Okay. I want to take you to the second portion. There's two sticks. And verse 21, and speak to them. Thus saith the Master Yahweh, see, I'm taking the children of Israel, say that's me, from among the Gentiles. Oh, that's us. wherever they've gone, and shall gather them from around, from all around, and I shall bring them into the land. That's a prophecy that's still there. God is bringing the Gentiles, that's us, back to the land. Now, whether we're talking spiritually or literally, I'm not going to do it. God's going to do it. And God's going to restore us to the land. And the word land, Eretz, means Israel. It also means inhabitants of God. So I'm in the land right now. I'm in the Spirit of God. I'm in the concept of God has returned me. And he's returned me to him. He's returned me to the patriarchs. He's returned me to the fathers. He's returned me. So praise God. And anyway. There we go. And he's also, I don't have a lot of time, so I'm not going to spend more time on the 2 sticks. But what's neat about the 2 sticks is that God is restoring us to Judah, to his branch. The 2 sticks are take a branch and call it Ephraim from the house of Joseph. And take another branch and call it Yehudah, Judah, and put them together. No longer are there 2 sticks. No longer are there Christians, dividing line, Jews. They're going to be one branch that serve Yahweh, that know the spirit of Yeshua, the spirit that was in the Old Testament, long before Jesus was born. The spirit of Yeshua was there. And the spirit of Yeshua is still here today. And that spirit is who we are. And that's why Jesus said, you will never see me until you say, Baruch Abba Hashem Adonai, and then you will see me. So look at somebody and say that. Blessed are you that comes in the name of the Lord. Okay. Now the Bible says, if you say that, you'll see Messiah. And I want you to begin to see the spirit of Messiah in everybody. The spirit of Messiah on this side. The spirit of Messiah over here. The spirit of Messiah here. Say it again. And now begin to see God's glory. Amen. Because God's glory that's in each one of you is coming alive. And as we say that, we are prophesying. We're prophesying to the bride. We're prophesying to the body of Messiah. Wake up, dry bones. Wake up, God's anointed. Wake up, and the Spirit of God is upon my family, upon my children, upon my grandchildren, upon this fellowship. And God is going to restore his body, his bride. So as I was texting this Satanist guy, I let him know that I have a peace. I have not only eternal life, but I have peace. Because whatever God does is going to be okay with me because he's God. And he says, well, I have eternal life since I sacrificed my soul to Satan. And we talked for a while. And the bottom line is, I told him that God, regardless of the lukewarmness in the church, regardless of how the Satanists look at the church as mamby-pambies, they go to church and they go, oh, thank you, Jesus, and they have no authority, is what he was understanding. Because he said, we have power. Since I gave my soul to Satan, we have power, and we're going to defeat, and we are the ones with eternal life. So I said to him, regardless of what you think about the lukewarm church, God is restoring. God is raising up churches like this one who are not just this about this church, who are going to go out. They're going to go out to Moab. They're going to go out to Heber. They're going to go out to Clifton and Palisade. They're going to go all the way to Alabama like Pastor Mike just did. And God's authority is saying, I'm letting you be the witness of God. Where you go, there's going to be a fire and a trail. It's called ashes from my fire. And God's anointed are full of life, and God's spirit is going to be what God is calling you to be. You're the ones that are going to go out. So let me take you to this section of the dry bones. And you've all heard about the dry bones. You've all sang the song, Dim Dry Bones, you know, and all this stuff. But let me just, because I don't have a lot of time, let me take you to verse 4. Again, he said to me, Ezekiel was a mere human. Somebody say, I'm human. Okay, let me start. Ezekiel said to God, I mean, God said to you, God said to you, mere human, you prophesy to these bones, and you shall say to them, O church, O body of Messiah, O dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Hear the word of Yahweh. And the mere human prophesied, and I prophesied to the dry bones, come alive. Come alive. And dry bones began to come alive with sinew, with muscles, with skin. And then eventually, here was a bunch of dead dry bones with a body. And God said, now speak life. And I prophesied, mere human. Somebody say, that's me. I prophesied to the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, get off your tailgate and bring spirit to the body of Messiah.
Amen.
And that was a mere human. Somebody here say, I'm a mere human and I have that authority. And you do. And the Spirit of God is upon the body today. And it's up to you to be alive. How many here believe that God's a joke? He's not. God is real. He's alive. And the Spirit of God is bringing forth authority to you. So I prophesy over you, over my wife just had hip replacement surgery. You know, we prophesied life over her. Not that she's a pain in the neck. Not that I have to get up and cook dinner. Not that I have to get up and help her to get up and go to the bedroom or whatever. But we spoke life over her. And man, she was here 3 days after surgery last week. And she was here for Passover. And now she's walking around. And now she's even dangerous because she's got a cane. She smacks people over the head. But prophesy over your kids. You know that our kids are fighting the biggest battle today? The battle for our teens today, our young people, is so much greater than when I was a kid. All we had is sneaking out and drinking a beer or something. But now they've got technology. They've got every aspect of seduction for our kids. And we need to prophesy over them. Kids, stand up. Stand up. If you're a young person, go ahead. If anybody wants to stand up, praise God. I want to prophesy, Lord God, give them authority. Lord God, breathe life into our family, into our churches, into our kids. And we need to prophesy, and you need to be on fire. Don't just sit in the pews. Get people on fire and prophesy over this family. Prophesy over the fellowship. And it's the bride of Messiah. You have that authority to prophesy over the bride. And so say, come alive. Amen. Don't just take what I'm preaching and go, hey, cool, that midget guy is really exciting. Big deal. I'm old enough to be all of your great-grandpa. Yes, sir. You're just a kid. And so take it to heart. Ask God how you can begin to prophesy. Mere human, prophesy over your family. Prophesy over your work. Prophesy over your income. Prophesy over your life. Prophesy. Begin to speak life. And say to this dead job, to this dead relationship, to this dead concept of the body of Messiah, the lukewarm is dead. And begin to speak. I'm not criticizing him. I'm saying, here's something that we've been given the eyes to see, ears to hear, and now he's given us the voice. Deuteronomy 30 says, the Spirit of God is not over the sea. It's not over there. The Spirit of God is very near you. Where is it? It's in you. Then he says, speak it. So I'm asking you, say, come alive. Speak it. And that's us being returned and coming alive. Praise God. And, oh, I've got another one. Oh, here we go. Do you know the reason you are here? You're so quiet. The reason you're here is to praise God and to know that God is going to use you. God is going to use you in every aspect. Everywhere you go, you speak life and come alive. These are God's prophecy. Look around. Look around you guys. these are God's people. And God's people are going to come alive. God's people are going to go off. When I was a kid, we had missionaries and we went everywhere. But like Michaela went to a training place for missionaries. And she came back and she's all, I'm going to go to Mexico. I'm going to go to Bahamas. I'm going to go somewhere nice and warm. And but you know what I told her the other day? Right now, God has you here, right now. So make Fruta your mission field. Because we have the authority. So come alive and praise God and begin to encourage one another. Encourage these kids. Today at Oneg, encourage anybody that's a young person, the young people. Encourage them to serve God. Encourage them to be victorious. The world has nothing to offer. Satan has nothing to offer except death. And our God is the God of the living. And the God of the living is still alive, and I praise God that I've gone too much time. So somebody say, that's me, and I'm being returned to the land, and I'm alive. Praise God, I'm alive. Okay, give God a hand. Praise God.